You know, I was waiting for this. When I read about this, I'm actually going to go and book one of these sessions that Dr. Laura Tolman will be hosting in Cape Town. Who is Dr. Laura Tolman? Well, she is a STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics aficionado who lives and breathes science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And she's coming to South Africa to share her expertise and knowledge. And she's not one of those boring professors who's going to go and read out of a book and explain to you how 3D printing works. And while you snore away, she tells you to go to page this, page that. No, this is all in action, live. It emotionally engages you, and you know the projects that you get involved in, things that you can get your hands dirty with. So, Dr. Laura Tolman, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Professor at the Department of Maths and Statistics at the James Madison University and founder of JMU 3 Space. Good having you on the show. What a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
So, why your interest in this? I'll ask the stupid question first. Why your interest in, you know, igniting other people's interest on these particular topics?
Well, I think that's the most fun part of being an educator, is getting people from sort of zero to something,
yeah,
right? So people who don't know anything about 3D printing, making it possible for them to actually do it themselves. That, to me, that step is the most exciting step in anything I teach.
You know, I hope that, Dr. Tolman, you know, once you hear and you meet a couple of people, I hope you chat to the MEC for Education and a whole host of other people so that we can take, because I've seen, you know, a little bit of what you do, and it's absolutely phenomenal. It's the sort of thing we need to integrate into our public schooling system. But before we even go on, let's talk a little bit about some of the projects and some of the themes that you will be, that you will be dealing with.
Sure. So one thing I talk about a lot is the process of failure. I know that doesn't sound good, but that's actually sort of the exciting part, yeah, of 3D printing and design. So I take people through sort of the journey of what it's like to design something from scratch, because when you're 3D printing, it's not a magical toaster that just copies things. You have to actually produce the design that the 3D printer is going to make. Just like if you two-dimensionally print something on paper, you don't go print someone else's pie chart. You make
exactly.
your own pie chart.
Exactly.
Right? So I talk a lot about how you can get started actually creating the designs that you're going to print.
So it's not maths and science and engineering, et cetera, that's the problem. The subject's not the problem. It's the way it's taught. It's the way we open up the world that lies ahead, or potential world that lies ahead.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. So for me, I'm a mathematician, so I like to 3D print mathematical things, but people in history, fashion, artists, you name it, can use this technology. And just to have the curiosity and the ability to try something completely new is the most important thing they could learn.
Absolutely. What's the impossible screw?
Well, that's a screw that sort of the inside part turns, but it never comes out. So it prints in one piece. It can't. You couldn't manufacture it if you didn't have a 3D printer.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Are you planning to work with the authorities to, you know, instill more of a exciting, you know, STEM curriculum in our schools?
Well, I am on sort of a whirlwind tour right now, and one of the things that I'm doing while I'm in Cape Town is I'll be meeting with the Western Cape Department of Education.
Brilliant.
And giving them the same talk that I give. And then on a couple days from now, the Math Olympiad is in town. There'll be 500 or 600 high school students doing a math competition, and I have the opportunity to speak with those students in Kimberley. I'm very excited.
So the one thing I love about this is that you can transform little human beings and bigger human beings as well.
Mm.
A success story that maybe springs to mind.
Of somebody that learned,
yes,
to do something. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, so I worked once with a person that wanted to 3D print Abraham Lincoln's house.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that sounds exciting to you, but he was a history buff. He was a history buff, a history professor, actually.
Oh.
And it turned out that Abraham Lincoln's house had been completely renovated, and so you can't visit it anymore. So he wanted to make a model of the original.
Yeah.
And so he went from not knowing anything about 3D printing to being able to create this thing that was important for him and his work.
Now, that is phenomenal. Now, where are you going to be doing these talks?
Well, tonight I'm speaking at University of Cape Town at the Graduate School of Business. There's a Future Females event there. Dr. Carolina Oedman and Chantal Lau are also speaking. And if anyone wants to attend, they can go to the U.S. Consulate's Facebook page for General Cape Town and find out how to go. So that's one thing.
Great, great. Do you show how to 3D print a new president?
I sometimes wish that I could do that.
Dr. Laura Tolman, what a pleasure having you on the show.
It's so
excited that you're in town. Thank you for joining us. She's the professor at the Department of Maths and Statistics at James Madison University and founder of JMU 3Space.